Hi everyone, and welcome to the Spiritual Glow Up podcast, the very first episode. This is something I've been meaning to do for quite some time. For those of you who aren't familiar with me already, my name is Megan. I'm a creative at heart, but I'm also on the spiritual path, like possibly you are, or maybe you're just at the beginning of your journey. And I love to hold space for other people, particularly other creatives and other leaders, but not exclusively so, who are on the spiritual path and maybe need a bit of a mirror or a bit of a reflector back. Because ultimately, all the other people can do for us and all that we see in other people are really just reflections of what's already going on within ourselves. There's nothing that exists out there that doesn't already exist in here. So that's kind of what this whole podcast is going to be about, this glow up of the spiritual journey and how you experience a glow up of sorts as you travel on this path. Because spiritual work involves energy work, it's a vibrational thing, it's an energetic shift. And so by doing that and by elevating yourself and making upgrades in your life and in your existence, you experience this whole kind of energetic glow up. And I love to see it happen in other people, and it's something that I've experienced for myself, of course. That's why I'm here. So the purpose of this podcast is just to be able to talk about spiritual topics, transcensions, transformations, upgrades, elevations, and just hopefully you can use it as a tool to explore different ideas and have themes and triggers that are probably already within you reflected back to you. As with anything that I do, I'm following an intuitive hit and I don't necessarily have a plan for where this is going, but I know that I have a lot to share and a lot that I want to talk about and invite conversation on, and also people that I really would love to guest on here and discuss varying topics and hear life stories and be inspired. So I don't have a solid plan for where this is going to go, but I just know this is what I'm meant to be doing and I'm excited to share this with you. And for this first episode, I wanted to talk about becoming, about renewing, about transforming and stepping into a new version of yourself. Obviously, this is coming at the start of a new year on the Gregorian calendar. If you know me personally, you may know that I actually kind of have this theory that we should go by the seasonal calendar. With the spring equinox being the first day of the year, it makes so much more sense. It's kind of like nature resets for the year on the 21st of March when we have the spring equinox. And if you follow astrology, which if you're listening to this, you likely do because it's a big part of my work, you'll know that the astrological year also begins on the 21st of March, which is the first day of Aries season. So from a purely practical point of view, in my eyes, it actually makes more sense that we would start our new year then. You know, at this point, here we are in January, most of nature is still sleeping. Depends where you are, which hemisphere you're in, of course. But for a lot of us, probably most of us, we're still deep in winter. And it kind of goes against nature to have this fresh start or new year right here in the middle of winter. It's kind of really a moment when animals and nature are still hibernating. Should we still be hibernating too? It's something that I've thought about. And I wonder if maybe why people often feel perhaps a little less motivated or like they're not getting on top of their goals per se at this time of year, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense. On the other side of it, you could argue that we're in Capricorn season right now, which is very much a season for hard work and making goals and intention setting. So maybe it is a good match, but regardless, we are at the start of this new year in our calendar as we know it. And so this topic is something that I've been thinking about and I wanted to discuss and open up a conversation around. And I'll be straight with you, what this was actually inspired by was all this kind of build up and talk about the Great Conjunction or the Grand Conjunction, Great or Grand, I've seen it used interchangeably. The Great Conjunction that happened on December 21st, right? It was a powerful cosmic event. If you're into astrology, which I very much am, it was a really powerful conjunction between two really important planets, Jupiter and Saturn, coming together as they both moved into Aquarius. I'm not going to go on about it, but again, if you know me personally, you know that I was a little bit frustrated with some of the way that all of that played out in our kind of spiritual circles and the online space, talking about this age of Aquarius, which really has very little astrological standing, but obviously it's spread around the internet like wildfire, this brand new age of Aquarius, which if you follow Western astrology or tropical astrology, there's another type of astrology, Vedic or Indian, you'll know if you practice Vedic or Indian, I'm sure, because it is different. If you practice Western or tropical astrology, first of all, the age thing isn't even relevant to us. It's about the movement of the vernal equinox, which is the spring equinox, which always happens in the sign of Aries for us, or on that Pisces Aries cusp, because the whole point of tropical Western astrology is that it's centered around the equinoxes and the solstices. So our equinoxes and solstices don't move. They're the same date every single year. And this whole age idea is about where the spring equinox begins. And in Vedic or Indian astrology, that date moves with the constellations. So if you practice Western astrology, first of all, it's not really relevant. Second of all, if you do practice Vedic or Indian, or you're interested in the whole age thing, it's virtually impossible to tell the exact moment, especially the date, when this shift happens. What is the signifier? Because the way the constellations move, because they move over thousands of years, it would be very, very difficult to actually pinpoint a date. And some astrologers say that we shifted already back in the 18th century. Some say it's not going to happen until the 25th century. Some people said it was in 2012. Basically, there's sort of a 500 year span when it could happen. So to say that it happened on the 21st of December is kind of unfounded, and it was a little bit frustrating for myself and a couple of other astrologer friends that I know to figure out this hype around the age of Aquarius, because we couldn't figure out where it was coming from. There are some heavy Aquarian influences right now with Saturn and Jupiter both in Aquarius. Depending on when you're listening to this, they possibly moved out, but Saturn is in Aquarius for a couple of years and Jupiter's there for the best part of a year. So there's definitely some heavy Aquarian influences. Maybe somebody read about the conjunction and thought, you know what, this is kind of poetic and would be nice to signify an age of Aquarius. So I'll just decide that the age is going to begin on this day, but there is really no astrological standing. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about it, but the reason that I mentioned it and kind of shared this story with you is because it inspired me to talk about this simple fact. You don't need to wait for a new age to become a new version of yourself. Okay, and that goes for new ages, it goes for new years, it goes for new months, you know, or a new week. You are not bound by time. As human beings, we kind of structure our whole lives around time. We have birthdays, we have 9-to-5 jobs, if that's something that you do. It's not something that I've done for a while, but if that's something, you know, that you still are a part of, it's very prevalent in the world that we live in, even though it's got mixed up a little bit with kind of all the global shifts going on this year. But we're largely structured by time, you know? And so by having these kind of boxes and containers of time that we feel like we need to fit into or work around, we end up on one side giving ourselves restrictions and limits on when we think we need to do something by, or to be worthy when we need to complete something or tick something off by. And then on the other side, we feel like if one particular container of time, be it a week, be it a month, be it a year, has been, you know, struck off, if something has gone wrong there, we feel like we have to wait for this whole new container to begin. In order to begin something new, to start afresh, we need to wait until we align with this new time period, this new time box that we can fit into. And then any of the days or the months or the hours in between, fuck them. We don't need them anymore, you know? This time's a write-off. We wait for the new beginning. Forget about now. It doesn't matter. Because in the future, that's when I'm aligned to have a new start. So here's a question around this whole concept. How much time, as we know it, do you think you lose by assigning renewal to a future date? I'll ask it again. How much time, as we know it, do you think you lose by assigning renewal to a future date, right? What is the purpose of this? Why? Why do it? Why wait? Because ultimately, all that we ever really have is the present moment. That's all we got. This moment now, this continual now, it was now 10 years ago when you were in that now, and it will be now in another 10 years when you're doing whatever the hell you're doing then. That's all we got. This now is all we've God. So why would you assign change, transformation, renewal, growth, and evolution to something, to some like made up time that does not exist yet? It doesn't exist. In this moment here, it doesn't exist. It's nothing. Life as we know it isn't really linear. When you think about it, you know, this is the problem of structuring things by time. We feel like we have this whole linear process, like our life is from when we're born until we die, and it goes in chapters and steps and this kind of linear process, and it's not really like that. And when you're on this spiritual path and you start to tap into greater meaning and something a little different, and even when you just look at the cosmos, the universe, the way everything works around us, the way nature works, it works in cycles. Everything's cyclic. Cyclic? Cyclic. Cyclic or cyclic? I don't know that one. I'm gonna have to look it up. Should we listen? Okay, I got it. This is my first time hearing this. I've only ever seen it written.
Cyclic.
Cyclic. Okay, cyclic. I had it right the first time. But point is, the way everything works, the way we feel, the way we move, the way things expand and they grow, it's cyclic. It's circular. It is not linear. And do you know what is one of the scariest things about linear thinking, or this idea that life or existence or what we do is one straight line? The scariest thing about that to me, and what I think probably harbors fear in a lot of people, is that you can't go back. There is only forward and there is only back. And this is where people get kind of stuck in this vortex of thinking about the past and worrying about what could have been done differently, and how you can never go back or recreate what happened in the past, or feeling stress and anxiety about the future, or perhaps even looking forward to the future, but putting everything good about your life, putting it into the future. Right? Planning holidays, thinking, you know, this is great. My future's going to be great. The future doesn't exist yet. And yet, you know, maybe you're planning an experience in 6 months' time. Great. But if that's what you continue to do and you keep resting your hopes on the future and you kind of sit in this moment and think, actually, I don't really like this now. I don't like this moment, and I'm not happy in this moment, and I'm not peaceful in this moment, but I've got this future thing to look forward to. As long as you live that way, when you reach that future moment will be now. And all you'll be able to think about then is the next thing. And the next step, and the next chapter, and the future from that point onwards. As long as you're living in the future or you're living in the past, that's where you'll continue to be. And being in the future or being in the past is basically being anywhere that isn't now, in this moment. And this moment is all we've got. So as long as you're not living in this moment, are you really living at all? All that this whole time thing does for us is create limits. And this fear that the moment has passed, that all that's good has been and you missed it, or all that's good is to come and you can't access it yet. And it's simply not true. By believing that, you are blocking yourself from accessing so many miracles in the moment. Now, of course, this isn't to say that you need to live out your entire life and experience all the experiences right now, immediately, in this moment, okay? Because the moment stretches. The moment is everlasting. Now is forever. Now is always. Now is everything. So you have an infinity of nows stretching before you. Okay, so there's no rush, there's no pressure. But what's so important to remember is that the physical experience, the tangible stuff that shows up for us, is merely an expression of what's going on for us energetically. What frequency are you vibrating on? What are you aligning with? The experience that you're having physically is just an expression of what's going on energetically, right? So that's what we need to be turning our attention to have the richest, most truthful and aligned experience. We need to be focusing on how we want to feel and what we want to feel like throughout our life, and all the kind of physical things that we get to experience, all the great things about being human, getting to travel and see the earth that we live in and connect with other humans, and all that kind of fun, tangible stuff is just an expression of our energetic state. So in order to make the most of this present moment and to continue to make the most of it, and to continue to live a life that's rich and fulfilling and isn't waiting for a new start or a new year or a new age of whatever. In order to do that, we need to focus on and align with the frequency of which we want to vibrate at throughout. Because the physical expression of that will look different as you grow, as you evolve, as you move through different scenarios and experiences. The physical part doesn't matter as much as the feeling. And all of the material stuff anyway that you think you want is literally just a means to a feeling. It's how you want to feel. When you get down to the root of why you want something, it's because you want to feel or experience a certain state of being. Money is another one, and it's definitely going to be a topic, maybe the next episode or the one after, I'm not sure yet. But money is just a tool, right? Money is just a means to, for most people, freedom. It's not the pieces of paper, when you think about it realistically, these pieces of paper that have been printed out, or this digital figure on your little bank statement or at the ATM, which really means nothing and it doesn't really exist. It's literally just a number. And when you withdraw cash from an ATM or when you use your credit card to buy something, it's literally just an energetic exchange. It actually doesn't exist. You know, it's not like Gringotts. There's not some like huge vault with your name on it. It's purely symbolic, right? Through that consideration, you realize that it's not the money that you want at all. It's the freedom and the accessibility and the experience that that money can provide for you, because it's just a tool. And it's the same with any other material desire. The stuff that you want is just a means to an end. It's a means to create a certain kind of feeling or a certain kind of experience, an elevated experience that ultimately is gonna bring you closer to God, right? Not everybody likes the term God. God can also mean the universe, you know, it's interchangeable. I like the word God. If you don't like it, feel free to discard and use the universe or whatever you prefer. But ultimately, we're all trying to get closer to that feeling of euphoria, to connection, to purpose, to fulfillment. And all the material stuff is just a means to that. So focus less on that, because when we think about the human experience, and we're all limited to an extent by this human body that we live in, yeah, maybe it isn't physically possible to jump from one physical reality now into another one within the next 10 seconds, as much as you feel into it spiritually. But what you can do is think about why you want that, and then go back to the root, work backwards, and look at the feeling that it is that that desire would create for you, and then you can align with and create that feeling now. There are no time limits on that. You can make that energetic shift any moment you decide. And so when it comes to calling things in physically, the fastest way you can do that is to make the energetic shift now, today, rather than feeling bound by time or that you have to wait for a new month or a new year or a new age or whatever. You get to make that energetic shift now, today, and that is the most important step. And then maintaining that frequency is the most important work. And that's kind of the tricky bit sometimes. It's when you've made the energetic shift and the physical takes a while to catch up, right? It's only human, it's only earthly. So once we've made the energetic shift, we're kind of vibrating on this frequency, and sometimes there's a gap, there's a pause where the physical experience, the physical reality around us doesn't reflect what's going on within us quite yet, right? It's got to catch up. And that's a moment where we can be dragged back and slip back onto the lower vibration, into the lower frequency, into victim mode, victim mentality, thinking this won't work for me, I can't access this, my life is this kind of way, I'm having this kind of experience, and it spirals pretty quickly. But you may have heard the phrase, as above, so below. If you can spiral downwards like that, you can also spiral upwards. So if you're able to maintain, this is the key, this is the missing part that will get you over that bridge, faith. If you're able to maintain that faith throughout that in-between period, you can then spiral in the opposite direction. Your manifestations come truer and faster, and Your energetic alignment just gets stronger and clearer and more elevated the more that you do it. But it's holding out at that little bit in between where you've got to have so much faith and you've got to be on such a high frequency energetically that can't be touched by any of the other physical shit that's going on around you trying to drag you down. As long as you can maintain that frequency, you will breeze over that bridge because you will be energetically aligned with a more elevated existence. The faith is what bridges the gap. And it can't just be words, and it can't just be affirmations or telling yourself stuff. You've got to feel it because the universe doesn't communicate in words. It doesn't communicate in action plans. It communicates in the form of vibrations. So you've got to keep vibrating up there if you want to attract things to you and align with the reality and physical existence that is also vibrating up there. So yes, maybe the physical takes a moment to catch up with you, but that energetic shift, you get to make that in any moment you choose. And it will continue to happen. It's not something that happens once. It's not like a before and after, as much as people want to sell you this like hero story of, that's a marketing term. If any of you work in marketing, you know about the hero story. Maybe you've read something where people had this awful life, they hit rock bottom, they weren't making any money, and then all of a sudden they're a millionaire overnight because they found some special magical formula. Here, buy it from me for $99 or $2,000. You want to do a course with me? That whole hero story is this shit doesn't end, but that's the beauty of it. We're continually upgrading. I'm here for incremental upgrades that feel good, getting to evolve, getting to elevate. Why would you want to make one step up and then be done with it? It's a beautiful and everlasting evolution. And again, coming back to this idea, things aren't linear. It's not like you can step over the threshold and then all of a sudden you're in good. It's not like you go from bad to good. Bad and good is kind of subjective anyway, you know? Things that happen are just things that happen. They are circumstantial, they are evidential, they are just things, and it's your perception of it that makes it good or bad. The same objective situation could be good to one person and bad to another person because it's their perspective that makes it so. And you can look at that in a negative way, and you can look at that in an extremely powerful positive way, in that you get to decide whether anything that happens for you in your existence is good or bad. You get to choose. You get to filter the light through on any situation. You have that power. How amazing is that? So there is no before, there is no after. If you feel like you're in a before and you're waiting for that magical moment when you step into the after, I'm here to tell you that doesn't happen. But you get to decide to evolve and to grow and to energetically upgrade and align with all the things that you want now, here, today. Nothing is stopping you from making that energetic shift other than you. And these human time constraints are kind of limiting. You know, even in terms of making a plan, make a little outline, make a skeleton, but be free to evolve and adapt within that. All that plans actually do are limit you to what you then think you're capable of achieving. They actually put a ceiling on what you think you can do. Why not be open to manifesting more than you dreamed of? Thought about that? Stay open, stay intentional, and most of all, stay present. Don't be so quick to give your power away. No waiting for any kind of future that doesn't exist. Allow yourself to call in miracles in this moment, to assign those miracles, to assign that renewal, that growth, that transformation to the future. Is to say that you're not worthy of all of those things in the now. And that's an issue. That's a problem for me because you are. You get to decide. Decide today. That's it for today. Keep listening if you're interested in this kind of thing. I definitely want to talk about money soon. I feel like it's kind of an elephant in the room and there's all this kind of stigma around it. And I love to talk about it because it's a tool and it's an important one in this world to live our most elevated experience and to give and to receive an energetic exchange. Because that's what we do, you know? We exchange energy. That's all anything is. All the physical stuff is just symbolic for that energetic exchange. So I definitely want to talk about money. There's a lot I want to talk about. I want to talk about death. Concept of that and why we're afraid of that and where that comes from, relationship with spirit, loving people and then wanting to change them, acceptance of others and simplicity. That's a big one, you know. Is it worth our energy to overanalyze things, or do we just get to live simply and decide in the moment that we want things to be easy? Is the path of least resistance a bad thing, or is it actually good? All these kind of things. If you're interested and you want to talk and strike a conversation, stay listening. And if you have anybody that you think I should talk to, please let me know, because I really want to get some of the people on here so I'm not just like riffing to myself. But please share thoughts and comments and reflections and suggestions and everything with me. And thank you for being here on this journey, and look forward to speaking with you in the next episode. Lots of love and happy 2021 if we're gonna do this whole time thing.